know, the last time we spoke to this guy, he was sitting across from me talking about a renovation show with the cast of The Brady Bunch. And I thought to myself, yeah, I love The Brady Bunch, but nobody could fix houses. Where is this thing going to go? A very Brady renovation on HGTV turned out to be a huge success. They won the Critics' Choice Award for Best Home Garden Show this week. Let's bring in the guy that played Peter Brady, our friend Chris Knight. I want to apologize for everything I was thinking at that time, Chris.
No, well, I'll think about letting you off the hook. It was a brilliant execution, and lucked into an opportunity with our 50th anniversary at a time when people are looking to be comfortable, you know, to go back to their childhood, to think of simpler times. That's the Bradys, you know. We're kind of like an old, an old shoe.
Right, an old shoe, a very old, comfortable shoe. But when we see the cast, I mean, you guys can do anything and it turns into gold. So if people didn't see the show, a very Brady renovation, you renovated the Brady Bunch house.
Yes, well, you know, we are supposedly the owners of the house, being that we're Brady's, but that wasn't a house we actually worked in. So, and then they depict us helping out with that renovation. I don't want to let anyone believe that we did it on our own. There were quite a few people. It was a huge project. But it was the meticulous detail that they went to the degree which, recreated for us the very set that we lived in, only it wasn't a set anymore. It's now a real home. And prior to that, that was really a place we had never been. That was just a home that was served as the exterior of the Brady house. We never worked there. It was only used as a what they call an establishing shot. I didn't know where it was until 95. So,
so when people watched the show, they showed this house on the Brady Bunch, but the inside, of course, was a television studio. But this house that they showed on HGTV was completely different from the house that we saw on television. So you had to basically gut everything, and everybody had a job. And I had no idea that you actually knew a few things.
You know, I have built a few homes, and I find myself now, in the home design space. I've had a line of furniture for now 8 years. It's doing terrifically. It's an online line, available only through online retailers like Amazon and Overstock. Mm-hmm. About to actually launch another line, a line of more fashion-forward product, a line of sheets at Home Shopping Network. So, yeah, I'm sort of right now fully involved with home improvement and design choices. And I did. My dad built all of our furniture because he was an actor who was studying to be an architect, and he ended up being an actor. But by being an architect, he was into building stuff before he became an actor. My mom.
Wait a second.
So
Chris.
I didn't even realize it. I had all these things going on in my life that sort of set me up to have skills in this area.
Wait a second, Chris. Your real dad was an actor trying to be an architect, and your dad on TV was an architect but was an actor.
Not lost on me. Yeah, I know, kind of inside out. I'll let you in on a secret. Architects make a better living than starving actors. Although Robert Reed did quite well, so obviously there's room for some to make quite a good living there. So he was. My dad, he was an artist himself. My mom, an artist, and my grandfather was in the business of the soft goods, of sheets and the like. And I didn't realize this until I started getting involved in the home decor industry myself to, let people know, as I've been looking at this, I do have some right to be here, because my entire life had been spent, paying attention to that kind of stuff. But I built four homes, as it turns out. So, it's not that I'm done with my home renovation career. It's a lot of work. But it can be quite effective, especially for television.
Well, when did the Brady Bunch go off the air? Is it, we just looked it up, was it 1974?
Yeah. So spring of 74 was its last primetime air date, and then it was already, I think at that point, 2 years it had already been overlapped the primetime with afternoon reruns, and then it went into, you know, like sort of like a hour block or 2 hour blocks of Brady's at, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's never been off the air. It might be off in some regions at some time, but for now 51 years it's been on the air, so
nonstop.
And I can't grow up as a result. So.
And was there a time, well, first of all, that's the days where you're not getting money in syndication.
Not exactly. So rewind a couple of years earlier, like around Gilligan's Island's year, 64, yep. 65, 66, right in that time zone. No, you wouldn't. I don't know when the contract began that we were under. We were produced in 69. And, of course, you're under the contract. The contract that you're under is the one in play at the time of what they call principal photography, when you were in front of the cameras. So even though the Brady's, it keeps running, you know, forever, it's not like just because the contract changed, now we're up, you know, and now the guidelines are paying us pursuant to the new contract.
Well,
no, we
great.
Were produced in this day back in 1969. All of our years were produced under the same SAG contract.
Okay.
That contract, though, was up in 74. And, in fact, the actors went on strike for a short time. I think it was like 3 months or so. Later that year, that then would resolve itself in a new contract. Under the contract we were under, which I believe started in 67
okay.
or 65, somewhere in there was reuse paid.
Great.
But there was like 10 runs per episode, all rights reverted back. Now, that was already a tremendous win from the earlier contracts, which didn't pay any reuse.
Right.
So now, in 74, after we're done with our principal photography, actors went on strike, and one of the big scores for the actors in that agreement was reuse in perpetuity. So it would be that, and these 10 runs that we got scaled down. You know, you got X dollars for the first time it was rerun, less than that the second, and it keeps scaling down. And then after 10, all rights revert. Well, in the new contract, they did scale down, but then they locked after the 10th run, and then continued to pay at that rate forever. I mean, this is a show
that's been on the air forever.
Hundreds of thousands of times. So
right.
Even if it was a buck a show, it would have been something.
We would have loved it. Chris, I'm going to have you hold on. We're going to check traffic and we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you if there was ever a time where you didn't want to be associated with the Brady Bunch. And now that the very Brady renovation was such a huge hit on HGTV, I want to find out what's next, because there has to be a sequel. So we'll talk to Chris in a second, but first, time for traffic with David Jennings. A very Brady renovation on HGTV won the Critics' Choice Award for Best Home Garden Show. We're talking to the guy that played Peter Brady. It is Chris Knight. And we're just checking out Christopher Knight home, some patio furniture, maybe some living room furniture. How about an area rug, Chris? Can I get a discount on that?
Whatever you need, Pete. Whatever you need.
I hope my wife's not listening right now, because my wife, Sarah, is like, you tell Chris Knight I want a discount. I want that.
You know, our stuff is very fairly priced to begin with. So, but, you know, we
a little
we
something,
can talk.
A little something Chicago way under the table. I like that.
No, I'm not saying that.
Was there a time when you didn't want anything to do with the Brady Bunch? Because we've talked to so many actors over the years where they just want to put a series behind them. Did you have that moment?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to. Because you're locked into it. You kind of want to, you know, grow, especially when you start young. The older you get, the more I think that you're happy with just working.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're young and used to, you know, not that I was ever used to starving, but there's a concept there. You haven't been fully forged yet. You don't know who you're becoming. And so the last thing you want to believe is that something that you've done before you become fully baked is going to be it. right? You kind of want to move on from that. But you're not necessarily paying attention at that point to some of the other things that were, in my case, coming my way. And that was just, you know, frankly, the love. I mean, simpatico. It was just, there's something about having been this character and been a Brady, which is sort of like, you know, and it's not just our show. The Bradys are, everyone is adopted through the Bradys. And
yeah.
I'm like, part of a large family. And I'm treated like I'm a member of the family when I first meet people. And that's, you know, though it's a little unsettling, it's also a great honor. And that's what I had to focus on. And you know, realized that I was, you know, glass half empty. It's
right.
Also half full. I had to just focus on the parts that were positive about, you know, my experience. And the fact was is that I was quite lucky to have been cast it in the first place. And I had no right to be growing frustrated for it having continued success that I thought might be at my expense. In other words, won't it just go away? I realized early that it might not go away, and if it didn't go away, then fighting it was going to be a lifelong event, and there was no reason to do that because people were just fond of it, and I took pleasure in that, and more so over time, and have just I'm tickled pink, and then we get to do something like this 50-year anniversary renovation, and it goes the way that it does, and we feel the love again, and it's a nice place to be.
Well, you keep talking about the 50-year renovation. Is it 50 years since the show started?
50 years. Well, 69 was when it aired.
Oh, that's
actually
right.
Now, this will be the 51st
year. I'm thinking when the show went off the air. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about its premiere. And in reality, for us, I mean, it's rare that you have friends that you've known for 50 years, but I have, five other castmates who are, still alive, still around, and, I grew up with. So they're like, brothers and sisters.
Well, the thing that I loved about this was, number one, on the show, that you guys were all so comfortable with each other, and, it wasn't everyone talking over each other, but when I saw you on the Today Show, it's the love that you still have with the cast. It makes us feel good that you're all still together.
It is odd. It took me a bit to appreciate that we have been out there. I've been recognized for 51 years, and at times it might be that I'm out doing something with Barry, or we might be at an autograph thing, and it might be Barry, Mike, and me, and I recognize that the appreciation seems to be there, but I didn't really recognize to the point that I learned doing the renovation that people want to see us as a group.
Yes.
In the group and getting along as
yes.
a group. There's something about that that was necessary for the audience to see because they wanted to see that. I really don't know what drives that other than they just see us together as a set and they want to make certain that we're still that set. And I guess it's similar to anyone thinking about somebody they're fond of from their past that was in a group, whether it be musical or whatnot, that they're still together and still friendly with one another because you're fond of their togetherness. So you don't, you want them to continue to get along.
Right, of course. We all want a happy ending. By the way, I follow you and Mom McCormick, Maureen McCormick, on Instagram. I love the stuff Maureen posts. She posts some old pictures, some new pictures. She still looks great.
She does. She's a wonder. Really is.
Let me ask you a few questions. Favorite guest stars? Was it Davy Jones, that episode when he sang to Marcia?
No, I hardly worked on that
episode. I know you did. You weren't even on that episode.
I loved the Monkees growing up, right? Because they were right my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But no, I think we talked about this. My favorite guest was Deacon Jones because I was a Rams fan living in
Deacon
L.A.
Jones.
And he was my hero.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an episode that I think people don't seem to recall, but I do. I mean, especially since I also have this big issue with singing, and in that episode, I'm in the Glee Club. I think they would learn over time, the writers would, that singing wasn't part of my forte.
Right.
But nonetheless, in that episode, I got to work with this, incredible hero of mine.
Right. Big Deacon Jones, former Ram. By the way, was it the Brady Six? Wasn't that your singing group? Time to Change? You guys put out an album?
We were the Silver Platters. We might have been.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I'm sure about that, at least for the Silver Platter, when we won the Silver Platter. But we might, I can't recall. Your audience is now going to call in and straighten me out if I'm wrong.
How come Sam the Butcher never proposed to Alice?
Good question.
Yeah, I was upset about that. Did you ever
want to? Probably because they would have had to make him a series regular then, and that would have been more expensive.
Right, of course. It's all about the finances.
at the end of the day.
Cousin Oliver, how many times did you punch him behind the scenes?
Not at all. I mean, I love Robbie Rist. I think that others were feeling a little bit treaded upon because clearly we were getting too old. We're not even 18 yet, and all of a sudden they're going to bring in, through odd invention. I mean, if there was a jumping of the shark before there was a jumping of the shark, it could have been, your Oliver.
Mm-hmm. Bring in the cousin. We need a cute kid. That's how it worked.
Kids were going to have to go off to college at one end. They're going to have to keep bringing in new ones. I would have been curious to see what they would have done to add another child. Carol would have been adopting, or stealing children from the neighborhood.
Tell me about the last episode. Do you remember that? Because I don't recall the last episode of the Brady Bunch.
So when you're wrapping up a season, you're always aware that because we were never picked up for more than a season, and only once was it a full year. So you know when you're rounding that and coming up to that last episode or shooting that last day that there's a chance you're not coming back. But we always came back, and we weren't aware that it was our last show when we did it, and we weren't serialized like that. So there wasn't any particular order. They weren't aired in the order that we shot them. I have a vague recollection of what the last show was that we shot, but I don't remember what the last show was that was aired.
It wasn't memorable because you weren't renewed, or that's how it worked at the time. I got it. We got about 30 seconds left. Got a question. A very Brady renovation was such a huge hit for HGTV. What is the sequel? They have to bring you guys back.
No, there really isn't an ability. That was such a one-off. It was an opportunity that presented itself, and then they lovingly took it upon themselves to treat the opportunity like gold, and it's repaid them. But there really isn't a way, you can't do this. They're in the home remodeling industry. That's, what they do. And this happened to be a home that everybody has an opinion on. Yeah. Everybody knows. Everybody grew up with it. It's the 10th character in the show. So I don't know who else's show is like that, where there's so many rooms and so many memorable rooms.
You're right. Chris, when you and your wife's from Chicago, when you're back here, we got to have you back up studio. We got to do it again.
I'll let you know. And when we're not under quarantine anymore and it's safe again to fly, I'll be back in Chicago, and you can bet I'll be calling.
You're the best, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete.
That is Christopher Knight. Of course, you remember him as Peter Brady.